Welcome back to another packed day of America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are moving from the deserts of Arizona to the heart of the Corn Belt. We are heading to Northwest Iowa to profile Republican Representative Randy Feenstra of Iowa's 4th District.
Randy Feenstra is really the definition of a legislator. He isn't the guy you see shouting on cable news every night. And that is exactly by design. He was elected in 2020 specifically to replace someone who was on the news every night, Steve King. Feenstra ran a primary campaign arguing that Iowa's 4th District, which is arguably the most important agricultural district in America, had lost its seat at the table because of constant controversy. He promised to be boring, effective, and focused on the farm bill. And that is exactly what he has done.
His background is perfect for that role. He's a numbers guy.
He really is. He started as the city administrator for the small town of Hull, Iowa, and then became the Sioux County treasurer. He spent years staring at spreadsheets and budgets. When he got to the Iowa State Senate, he was the architect of the state's massive income tax cuts. So when he arrived in D.C., he didn't want the spotlight. He wanted the calculator. He landed a spot on the Ways and Means Committee, which is huge for a relatively new member. That is the committee that writes the tax code.
Let's talk about the district he represents, because the stats here are mind-blowing.
Iowa's 4th District covers the northwest quadrant of the state, Sioux City, Fort Dodge, and Ames. But the real story is the land itself. This district is an absolute powerhouse. It consistently ranks number one or number two in the entire country for pork production and egg production. If you ate bacon or eggs for breakfast this morning, there is a very good chance it came from Randy Feenstra's district. It's also covered in corn and soybeans. But what surprises people is the energy sector. They call this area the Saudi Arabia of wind. You cannot drive 5 miles in northwest Iowa without seeing a wind turbine. It generates more wind energy than almost anywhere else on Earth.
So you have this mix of traditional farming and high-tech energy. How does that shape his agenda?
It makes him a massive champion of biofuels. He views ethanol not just as fuel, but as the lifeblood of the corn market. He fights constantly to allow E15 gasoline to be sold year-round. On the Ways and Means Committee, his obsession is the death tax and the step-up in basis. Basically, he wants to ensure that when a farmer dies, their kids don't have to sell the family farm just to pay the taxes on the land's value. He views tax policy as the only way to keep family farms alive in an era of corporate consolidation.
He also has a strong focus on who owns that land.
Right, the Farmland Act. This is a big issue in the Midwest right now. He is pushing legislation to ban foreign adversaries, specifically the Chinese Communist Party, from buying American farmland. He argues it's a national security issue to have a foreign rival owning the dirt that grows our food. It's a very popular stance in a district that sees food security as national security.
He's the quiet accountant protecting the nation's breadbasket.
That's the perfect description. He traded the megaphone for a seat on the Agriculture Committee, and his constituents seem very happy with the trade.
That is our profile for Iowa's 4th. Stay tuned as we continue our daily roll call. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.